20 minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
What's going on, Packers fans? Happy Sunday. Welcome into an all-new episode of the Pack-A-Day Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Herman. You can follow me on Twitter at AndyHermanNFL. You can find the podcast at Pack-A-Day Podcast. Thank you for joining me today. I've got a fun one for you. We've only got a couple quick things before we get to our main event here. Shout out to our brand new Pack-A-Day Podcast YouTube members, Ethan Blair and TKOP Nikki. Appreciate you guys signing up. Awesome for you to do that. If you haven't checked out memberships yet, make sure to do so over on YouTube. Also, if you'd be so kind as to like, subscribe, comment, and give those five-star reviews over on the audio channels, we would appreciate that greatly. But today, right away, we're going to get into it. This is a fun one. It's going to be a lot of names. It's going to be a little bit of nerding out. If you're a fan of the NFL draft, you're probably going to enjoy this one. What we're looking at today is who would have done a better job in the NFL draft, Brian Gutekunst or the draft mob, the consensus, the hive mind, the draft Twitter, the draft industrial complex, however you want to view it. Who would have done better, Brian Gutekunst or, again, sort of just the hive mind that is, you know, sort of the draft nerds, right? Let's start off by saying here a couple things before we get into this exercise. What I'm going to be doing in totality is looking at all of Brian Gutekunst's draft picks and looking at, if you look at the consensus draft board, who would have been the highest rated player on the consensus draft board at the time when Goody made his selection and who ultimately did better? Was it Goody or was it the consensus? I hear a lot of talk all the time of, well, man, Jackson Smith and Jigba would have been a Packer and Creed Humphrey would have been a Packer. And going back, you know, TJ Watt would have been a Packer. We get the opportunity to look at some of this stuff. Which of these players would have potentially been Green Bay Packers if they just trusted the consensus draft board? And which ones would Green Bay have missed out on? And would Green Bay today be better or worse? And would the draft picks have actually been just as good or better if just the consensus did the draft and they didn't have a whole scouting staff and Goody didn't exist? And they basically just did what maybe not Packers fans, but the consensus draft board wanted them to do. Couple things here. Number one, there is no true consensus draft board. The consensus draft board, what it does is it takes all the major draft boards during the time and, you know, makes them all together and averages them out and gets basically a listing of one through whatever to put together what is a quote unquote consensus draft board. So that's what we're going to be using from 2018 to 2025, the time that Goody was GM. The second thing we need to talk about is we're not redoing or undoing trades. So like in his first draft, he traded down and then traded back up, got Jaire Alexander, and then the pick that they would eventually use in a trade to get Darnell Savage. We're not going to undo that trade and start with the picks that they started with in that draft. We're going to use the exact same picks that they ultimately ended up having. So we're not going to change things to any great extent. We should also note here that in a real life simulation like this, there would have been some butterfly effect, right? So if all of a sudden in 2018, they had the most amazing draft ever, well, that's going to change where they would have maybe been selecting in 2019. Or if they had the worst draft, maybe it would have been a better draft in 2019. You get my point. Who knows what ripple effects would have taken place because they would have drafted different players in different seasons and things like that. So we're not going to be able to put a team together and say this is what their team would look like today because the drafts would be different. They would choose different players based on who they would have chosen in previous drafts, etc. This is just more of a, hey, is this a dartboard sort of thing where you're just throwing darts at a dartboard and hoping that your name comes up correctly? Is, you know, hey, Green Bay scouting staff's actually doing a really good job? Or would it have been better if they just would have listened to the consensus draft board and gone with who was best on the board at that point in time? Let's find out. Let's start in 2018. The actual first pick of Brian Gutekunst's GM era was Jaire Alexander. We already are going to hit a fork in the road because the top player on the consensus draft board was Lamar Jackson. If fans weren't ready for Jordan Love to get taken for, you know, when Aaron Rodgers was there in 2020, I don't think it would have gone over very well if Goot's first move as a GM was to take Lamar Jackson. I don't think they were ready to take a quarterback yet. If you want to just insert him in this, right, go for it. That would have been the best player on the consensus draft board at the time. You could argue, hey, you can never have enough quarterbacks. They took Jordan Love a couple of years later. But I think if we're being realistic with this, they probably were not going to take a quarterback in the first round at that point in time, no matter what, right? So I'm going to say Lamar Jackson would not have been the pick for that reason. And I'm going to say Kelvin Ridley would have been the next best player on the board per the consensus draft board. So they lose Jaire Alexander. They gain Kelvin Ridley. Kelvin Ridley would have been the pick at that point in time. Now, Ridley's had a good NFL career, had the year lost due to the suspension. He ended up getting traded to another team after that. And then he leaves in free agency, et cetera, et cetera. But he's had a good NFL career. I would argue Jaire has been better, but that's an interesting sort of trade-off, right? Pick 45, they actually selected Josh Jackson. The consensus draft board said, take Josh Jackson. There are very few of those in this entire exercise. So enjoy one of the ones where it was actually the same consensus pick that Green Bay took. Josh Jackson was one. Brian Gutekunst was wrong. The consensus draft board was wrong. That one did not turn out, but it would have been Josh Jackson either way. In the third round, Green Bay selected Oren Burks at pick 88. The consensus here, this is another sort of fork in the road moment. The consensus draft board would have said Maurice Hurst. Now, if you remember, Maurice Hurst had a heart condition that caused his draft stock to slip. He was arguably going to be a first, if not a first, a second round pick in that draft. And then when he had the heart condition, he fell, I think, to the fifth round, if I remember correctly. So I'm going to go out on a limb here and say the heart condition clearly took Maurice Hurst off of Green Bay's board. So he would not have been the pick at that spot. Ronnie Harrison, the safety, would have been the next pick. So I would say Harrison probably has had a better career than Oren Burks, but they're both still kicking around the NFL, both as backup players, play some special teams, etc. Probably not a huge difference there. Fourth round, pick 133. The Packers took Jaymon Moore. Terrible pick, didn't work out. The consensus pick would have been Tyrell Crosby. He was a backup offensive lineman for a couple of years, flamed out of the league pretty quickly. No major difference. Pick 138. Packers picked Cole Madison. That was another one. He had some extenuating circumstances, understandably, due to a death on his former team. And then he didn't come to Green Bay right away. Didn't know if he wanted to play football. The pick didn't work out. Agbo Okoronkwo would have been the pick. He's been a really solid rotational defensive end, sort of a designated pass rusher. He's had a good NFL career. That would have been one in the bonus for the consensus draft board. Pick 172 was J.K. Scott. The consensus draft board was actually Equanimeous St. Brown, who Green Bay would take a couple picks later of their own. And so you end up with Equanimeous St. Brown either way, but EQ would have definitely probably, well, actually that's an interesting one. J.K. Scott, had they kept him, J.K. Scott's been a good punter. He didn't end up being a good punter for Green Bay. EQ didn't really do much in Green Bay as a receiver. J.K. Scott, probably the better pick there, but in the totality of their NFL careers, but either way, it doesn't really move the needle one way or the other. Pick 174 was MVS for Brian Gutekunst. Deshaun Elliott would have been the consensus pick there. Good NFL safety, has had a long career, still kicking around. I would kind of say that those two are pretty equal. Like Deshaun Elliott is not like the freaky athlete, but he's kind of been a good, solid, average safety in the NFL. And MBS has been kind of a good, solid, average wide receiver. They probably even out a little bit. Maybe wide receiver has a little bit more value. I think maybe Elliott's been a little bit better, but overall, it probably evens out in some real way. With pick 207, Green Bay took Equanimeous St. Brown. The consensus draft board would have said Quentin Meeks, who ended up being an undrafted free agent, didn't really do much in the NFL. Pick 232 was James Looney. He ended up trying to convert to tight end, did nothing in Green Bay. The pick there would have been J.C. Jackson, who ended up going to the Pro Bowl, I believe, at least one time. His career peaked and then flamed out really quick. He's no longer in the league. I don't think he's been in the league since 2023. So he did have some high highs, but then it kind of fell apart pretty quick. But you would have taken that over anything that James Looney gave you for sure. No question about it. Pick 239, Green Bay took long snapper Hunter Bradley, who did not work out. The consensus pick would have been Jeff Holland, a defensive end out of Auburn who went undrafted. 248, that took Kendall Donerson. The consensus would have been wide receiver Auden Tate, FSU, Florida State. Didn't really do much in the NFL. So what would the differences been here? You get Jaire Alexander, MVS. It was basically a two-person draft for Green Bay. Jaire Alexander and MVS. The consensus board, you would have got Kelvin Ridley. We're going to go Ridley over Lamar. I just think that one makes sense. Ronnie Harrison was a good, solid safety. Agbo Okoronkwo as a rotational defensive end. Deshaun Elliott, starting caliber safety. J.C. Jackson, couple good years as a corner. But even this is an interesting one because, all right, Jaire is just way better than what you would have got out of J.C. Jackson in totality, even if Jackson had a good couple years. You still take Jaire there. But, Kelvin Ridley over MVS is a pretty big upgrade. and then getting a Ronnie Harrison, Agbo-Okoronkwo, and Deshaun Elliott as bonuses, where Green Bay really didn't do anything with their other picks, I'd probably say 2018 slightly goes in the favor of the consensus draft board, in large part due to they get a pretty solid corner for a few years, which is kind of what Jair gave him anyway. Jair gave him a little bit more than that. And then a couple of rotational players and Kelvin Ridley, good overall pick for the consensus draft board, basically a two-person draft for Green Bay with Jair and MBS. We'll be right back. Hey friends, the big game is almost here, and there's no better way to cash in during America's biggest sporting event than Prize Picks, where it always feels good to be right. And since the big game is right around the corner, it also means that it's your last chance to get into the football action before next season. So close the season out with Prize Picks by getting $50 instantly in lineups when you play your first $5 lineup. Now, we've been talking about Prize Picks all season long, and what I've really enjoyed are the stories from fans who've played Daily Fantasy for the first time, who've won a big pick, and who've told me how much they enjoy playing Prize Picks. Now, I've heard some awesome winning stories all season long, and you still have time to get in this football season to get some big wins with Prize Picks. Now, with Prize Picks, you don't need to wait until next year's fantasy draft to keep playing fantasy. Prize Picks lets you play fantasy football every week, even in the playoffs. Pick your favorite players and win when they hit their projections every week, no draft required. So join millions of users and sign up for America's number one sports app, Prize Picks. And right now, you can download the Prize Picks app and use code Packaday to get $50 in lineups when you play your first $5 lineup. That's code Packaday to get $50 in lineups when you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. It's good to be right. Let's go to 2019. The Rashawn Gary. This is going to be Brian Burns, right? It's going to be Brian Burns is going to be the guy they would take. Well, maybe not so fast. Pick 12. Rashawn Gary is the pick for Green Bay. This is another one, fork in the road. The consensus board had Dwayne Haskins, the quarterback, as the top available player when Green Bay was selecting. I will once again say, I don't think Green Bay was ready to take a quarterback at that time. If you want, and certainly I would say one of two things. If you know, either, you know, if you're just going to go with this consensus board in totality, then you're taking Lamar in 2018 instead of Kelvin Ridley. And then you're certainly not taking Dwayne Haskins for a second consecutive first round pick, right? And if you didn't take Lamar in 18 because you weren't ready to take a quarterback, I don't think you're taking Dwayne Haskins in 19 because you're ready to, you know, not ready to take a quarterback. Same thing, right? So either way, I don't think they end up with Haskins here, but he technically would have been the highest player on the board. But Juwan Taylor would have been the next one, starting offensive tackle, spent time in Jacksonville, and then with Kansas City. He's the guy that jumps off sides all the time. But yeah, good, solid starting offensive tackle. Juwan Taylor might be kind of like the offensive tackle version of Rashawn Gary. You get a premium position either way. Gary probably had the higher highs. Taylor's been a little bit more consistent, but probably not too much of a difference in your overall value from one between the other. However, the next pick, pretty big. Darnell Savage is who Green Bay took. Montez Sweat would have been the pick here. So not only do you get Montez Sweat, which basically equals out, you can argue one way or the other, the Rashawn Gary side of things, you get a really talented defensive end either way, but now you have Juwan Taylor, a starting caliber offensive tackle, instead of Darnell Savage, who had, you know, a couple okay years, but flamed out pretty quick and didn't really amount to much in Green Bay. So that would have been a huge win for the consensus draft board. And then pick 44, Green Bay took Elgton Jenkins, really good pick. Consensus draft board, DK Metcalf. That's a really good pick as well. So Green Bay ends up with DK Metcalf, Montez Sweat, and Juwan Taylor in their consensus draft on this one. Rashawn Gary, Darnell Savage, Elgton Jenkins for Green for Goody. Not a bad draft, but consensus probably a little bit better. Then Jay Sternberger for Green Bay, total bust. CJ Gardner-Johnson, a really good, you know, starting caliber safety slash slot corner for a long period of time, would have been the consensus pick, followed by Green Bay taking Kingsley Keke. And the consensus pick was Mack Wilson, who is still a starting linebacker in the league. In fact, for Arizona and Jonathan Gannon a season ago. So that is a heck of a draft for the consensus draft board. Juwan Taylor, Montez Sweat, DK Metcalf, CJ Gardner-Johnson, and Mack Wilson. The rest of the draft was irrelevant for pretty much either side. Green Bay took Kadar Holloman at 185. Kelvin Harmon, the wide receiver, had a small cup of coffee with the Commanders and maybe elsewhere for a little bit, but no real difference there. 194 was Dexter Williams. Wide receiver Emmanuel Hall was an undrafted free agent for the Bears. And then Ty Summers at linebacker for Goody. Gerald Willis, an undrafted free agent out of Miami, was the defensive tackle that the consensus board had. None of those amounted to anything, but Juwan Taylor, Montez Sweat, DK Metcalf, CJ Gardner-Johnson, and Mack Wilson, a heck of a haul. Rashawn Gary, Elgton Jenkins, another basically two-person draft for Goody. Definitely consensus wins that one in 2019. 2020, this is a one-person draft for Green Bay. This is Jordan Love. I guess you could put John Runyon Jr. On that board as well. He was a starting caliber guard for, what, 3 of his 4 years, basically, in Green Bay. But you get Jordan Love at pick 26. This is one that the consensus draft board did Green Bay, would have done Green Bay no favors. Josh Jones, not the safety, an offensive lineman who was drafted by Arizona and who has had a completely nondescript career, ended up going, I think, in the 3rd round, if I remember correctly, and has basically been a career backup. It went to Ben T. Higgins. It went to Ben, Pittman from Indianapolis. It would have been Josh Jones as the consensus best player on the board. This is a big example of when we don't like a pick, and at the time, a lot of people didn't like Jordan. You know, when we look back at it in hindsight, we immediately go to, oh, T. Higgins was available, right? And Michael Pittman Jr. was available. They would have taken one of those guys. But it just as easily could have been somebody that also failed. In fact, there were a lot of players, Jeff Gladney ended up, failing out of Minnesota. Unfortunately, he passed away too. But Jeff Gladney failed out of Minnesota. I think it was Isaiah Wilson, the tackle for Tennessee, I think was in that draft. He flamed out right away. They could have taken one of those guys. They could have taken the consensus guy, Josh Jones. We all look at T. Higgins and be like, man, they could have had T. Higgins, but they could have got players far worse. And obviously now in hindsight, Jordan Love, a unbelievable pick that Goody nailed and is really the gem of all of his transactions so far. And it could have been Josh Jones. And it would have been a brutal pick for Green Bay. So everyone has visions of T. Higgins, dancing in their head. But if you just go the consensus board, it's Josh Jones. A.J. Dillon would have been the pick, or was the pick, in round two. Consensus was Zach Bond. This is an interesting conversation. Zach Bond, Pro Bowl, All-Pro linebacker for the Eagles. But the team that drafted him got next to nothing out of him. So would have Green Bay been the Zach Bond that they got in New Orleans, which wouldn't have really amounted to anything, and his career doesn't take off until he leaves Green Bay and goes to Philadelphia? Or would they have been able to unlock something a little bit quicker? I don't know. It's an interesting question. The rest was brutal for both sides. Green Bay, Goody had Josiah DeGuara, Kamal Martin, John Runyon Jr., Jake Hansen, Simon Stepaniak, Vernon Scott, and Jonathan Garvin. The consensus board would have had Curtis Weaver, Natane Mutai, Prince Tegawahanago, Hunter Bryant, who's an okay tight end, KJ Hill, Thaddeus Moss, and Courtney Davis. Nobody amounted to anything. Hunter Bryant's an okay, like number two, number three tight end, and John Runyon Jr.'s had a starting caliber guard career. Huge advantage here for Team Goody, getting Jordan Love and getting, John Runyon Jr. as the next best player. Just Zach Bond, and then again, Hunter Bryant as a rotational, like number three tight end, is probably your next best player here. Not much doing for the consensus draft board. A huge win for Goody in 2020. 2021, Green Bay selects Eric Stokes at pick 29. The consensus board here would have had Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, who had a really good start to his career at linebacker, and then may have suffered a career-ending injury. It knocked him out at the end of 2024 and then all of 2025. And we don't know yet if he's going to be able to come back in 2026. I hope he can. He was a really fun player to watch. Would have been a huge pick for Green Bay as a starting linebacker at the time, but he did end up injured. Eric Stokes, really good first year. Flamed out after that. Had a really good year last year with the Raiders, but his time in Green Bay was mostly marred by injury and disappointing play. I would have taken Owusu-Koramoah prior to the injury by far and away in that sort of trade-off. Here's the next one. Josh Myers. Your consensus pick would have been it's not Creed Humphrey. It's Jalen Mayfield, another offensive lineman. This, again, our minds, and let's be clear, right? This is an ultimate egg on the face for Goody. I'm not defending Goody here, okay, on this one. You took a center, Josh Myers. The consensus best center on the board was Creed Humphrey, who had a lot of people had him in their first round mocks and was a potential first round pick. But the offensive lineman, not only just the offensive lineman, the player that was highest on the consensus draft board when Green Bay picked wasn't Creed Humphrey. It wasn't Josh Myers. It was Jalen Mayfield, who, by the way, is worse than Josh Myers. So again, we immediately jumped to, oh, should have taken Creed. But if they even just would have gone with the consensus best player / best offensive lineman on the board, it's also not Creed Humphrey. It would have been Jalen Mayfield in that situation. But just again, it's just an interesting thing to note. we all immediately want to say, look, they could have had the guy that was an all pro, which yeah, could have, absolutely should have, a blown scouting assignment by Green Bay by far and away. No question. They were both centers, meaning Myers and Humphrey, and you biffed it. But the best player on the board on the time from a consensus standpoint was Jalen Mayfield, for whatever it's worth. So in this scenario, they get Jalen Mayfield. Womp womp. Myers actually would have been better, believe it or not. They took Amari Rodgers with pick 85. Wyatt Davis would have been the consensus pick, an equally bad bust for the Minnesota Vikings at guard, never really amounted to anything. Royce Newman at 142. Davion Nixon, a defensive tackle who I liked coming out, didn't amount to much for the Panthers. TJ Slayton for Green Bay. This is another one of those, all right, choose your own adventures, if you will. The consensus best player on the board was Trey Smith at this point, the all-pro, all-everything guard for the Chiefs. However, he had blood clots that had him fall in the draft significantly, would have been a day one, day two sort of selection if it had not been for the blood clots. Green Bay could have taken him a numerous amount of times. He was clearly not on the board due to injury issues, so or the blood clotting issues. So I'm going to say they go here with Hamza Nasrallah-Din. I'm probably mispronouncing that. As you can imagine, he did not go on to much of anything either way. TJ Slayton would have been the better pick there. If they would have got Trey Smith, that would have been epic. I don't think they ever had him on their board, probably due to the blood clotting issue. Pick 178 was Shamar John Charles. Linebacker Dylan Moses, who went undrafted, would have been the consensus board. Cole Van Lannen, who they should have kept, right? Like he ended up having a pretty good career and just signed a huge contract with Jacksonville. But it took him some time to get there. Green Bay, I think, got a 6-round pick in trade for that. Ardarius Washington would have been the pick. He was an undrafted free agent, had a pretty good career as a borderline starting caliber safety. I'll put it that way. Isaiah McDuffie for Green Bay, better than defensive tackle Marvin Wilson on the consensus draft board. And then Kylan Hill at running back for Green Bay didn't do anything. Wide receiver Kay Johnson on the consensus draft board did not do anything either. This was a very, very bad draft for Green Bay. You know, TJ Slayton and Isaiah McDuffie, probably your best two picks. They would have had Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. Ardarius Washington is probably the best two of the players that they would have selected. Either way, not a real dynamic draft one way or the other. 2022. It's another one where things get a little bit interesting. Quay Walker, pick 22. Consensus draft board, best player available is Malik Willis. And I'm taking Malik Willis here because clearly Goody likes something in Malik Willis. And at this point, because we didn't take Lamar Jackson in 2018, and because we did not take, well, obviously we didn't take Jordan Love in 2020. We didn't take Dwayne Haskins in 2019. We need to search for a quarterback at some point. Like Aaron's probably now at this point, probably well too far. And maybe he wants gone for sure. So Malik Willis is your pick at pick 22. The bigger question remains here again. Do you get Green Bay Malik Willis? Would Matt LaFleur have been able to unlock him pretty quick? Or do we get the Tennessee Titans version where he just flames out and was clearly not ready to play? Don't know. It's an interesting conversation. Pick 28, Green Bay took Devontae Wyatt. George Karloff, this would have been the consensus pick, a player that I really wanted. Karloff, this has had a really nice year in Kansas City. You could make an argument of maybe who has a little bit more value here, but Karloff has just been the better player. He's been healthier. He's been more consistent. So you go with Karloff this all day, every day there. Then you get to pick 34. Christian Watson for Green Bay. The consensus board had Andrew Booth Jr., who was the corner who completely flamed out in Minnesota and was an absolute bust for them. That's a pretty big miss for the consensus draft board, a pretty big hit for Goody and company. Pick 92 is Sean Ryan. The first two consensus draft board players were Matt Corral, the quarterback, and Sam Howell, the quarterback. Since we took Malik Willis already here in the first round, I'm not doubling up in the third round. So Perrion Winfrey is your defensive tackle that gets selected at pick 92. Sean Ryan would have been better there. Green Bay takes Romeo Doubs, pick 132. The pick, interestingly enough, would have been Darian Kennard on the consensus draft board, the current Green Bay Packer, at least restricted free agent Green Bay Packer. Clearly a huge win for Goody there, getting Romeo. Pick 140 would have been Zach Tom. The consensus player would have been Jamari Salyer, amounted to nothing. So a huge loss for Green Bay there, not getting Zach Tom if they end up going with the consensus draft board there. Kingsley Nagbare was the pick for both at pick 179, both for Goody and the consensus draft board. At pick 228, Green Bay took Tariq Carpenter. The consensus draft board actually was Rashid Walker, who Green Bay took a couple picks later. Jonathan Ford is what Green Bay selected at 234. Consensus board said Justin Ross, who spent a little bit of time in KC. Rashid Walker, who they picked at 249. Verone McKinley Jr., undrafted free agent, had a cup of coffee with the Dolphins. I think maybe the Eagles too. And then Samori Toure at pick 258. Kellen Deesh, an offensive tackle out of Arizona State who was undrafted, would have been the consensus board pick. So you have Quay Walker, Devontae Wyatt, Christian Watson, Sean Ryan, Romeo Doubs, Zach Tom, Kingsley Nigbari, Rashid Walker, a really good draft for Green Bay. The consensus board would have had Malik Willis, George Karlaftis, Kingsley Nigbari, Rashid Walker. Good, but nowhere near what Green Bay amounted to in this one. A win for Goody, a L for the consensus draft board. 2023, this is going to be a pretty big win for the consensus draft board. Green Bay took LVN at pick 13. Once again, the top player in the consensus draft board, Will Levis. They're not going to go back-to-back first-round picks after taking Malik Willis the year before. But, you know, if they didn't take him, then maybe the pick is Levis here. But since we already had Malik Willis taken in the first round a year before, we're going Christian Gonzalez here, who would have been the next. It would not have been Jackson Smith and Jigba. It would have been Christian Gonzalez. It would have been a huge pick for Green Bay. Gonzalez is who I wanted at the time. They passed on Gonzalez. They took LVN. Pretty big miss for Goody, but would have been a huge pick for the Packers if they were able to actually take Christian Gonzalez at that point in time. Pick 42, the Packers took Luke Musgrave, BPA per the consensus draft board, Brian Branch, the safety from the Lions. Can you imagine? Talk about fixing some secondary issues, getting Christian Gonzalez in the first round and Brian Branch in the second round instead of LVN and Luke Musgrave. Whew, that one stings. That one stings. Pick 50, Jaden Reed for Green Bay. Best available actually was Hendon Hooker. I'm not going to say they need a quarterback here. If you, again, want to put him in, sure, so be it. But Osiris Torrance, the starting guard for the Bills. Solid, not spectacular, but solid starting guard for the Bills would have been the consensus draft board pick there. Tucker Kraft to pick 78. You lose him. You get Adetamiwa Edebowore, player I liked in that draft. He has had a really rough start to his career with a few flashes this year as a pass rushing defensive tackle in Indianapolis. But losing Tucker Kraft for Edebowore would have been a significant loss. Colby Wooden at pick 116 would have amounted to Antonio Johnson on the consensus draft board. Antonio Johnson, I think, was PFF's top two or three, maybe even was number one of their graded safeties this year. He did really, really well, had a great season in Jacksonville, but it took him some time to ramp up. But it also took Colby Wooden time to ramp up, and he didn't ramp up to one of the best defensive tackles. Antonio Johnson ramped up to be one of the best safeties in the league this past year. So would have been nice to get him. They took Colby Wooden instead. Green Bay took Sean Clifford at pick 149. Luke Whipler, backup offensive lineman for the Browns, backup center, would have been the pick there. Dontavian Wicks at pick 159. Consensus board had offensive lineman Jalen Duncan. He did not amount to anything in Tennessee. Carl Brooks at pick 179. J.L. Skinner would have been the consensus board as a special team safety. That's fine. Anders Carlson, the pick at 207. Andre Carter, an undrafted free agent, defensive end, didn't really amount to much. Carrington Valentine at pick 232, much better than Emil Ekior, who went to Alabama, did not get drafted, didn't do anything in the NFL. Lou Nichols at pick 235. Corey Trice was the consensus. When he's actually played, he's been pretty good for Pittsburgh, has even started some games, but he has rarely been on the field. He's been injured all the time and it just has not been able to stay healthy at all. Anthony Johnson, the safety for Green Bay that they took, ends up being Eli Ricks. Ricks had a cup of coffee as a number six corner for Philly. Grant DuBose for Green Bay. Here's one. Ivan Pace Jr., the physical run-stopping defense or linebacker for Minnesota. That would have been a nice get there on the consensus draft board. Green Bay had LVN, Musgrave, Reed, Kraft, Wooden, Wicks, Carl Brooks, Carrington Valentine. It's a pretty good draft, but the consensus board, Christian Gonzalez, Brian Branch, Osiris Torrance, Antonio Johnson, couple other backup type players, Ivan Pace, weigh that one out. But having Gonzalez Branch, it just, do you want the defense? Gonzalez Branch, Antonio Johnson, three really good secondary players, or do you want the offense? Jaden Reed, Tucker Kraft, Luke Musgrave, Dontavian Wicks, etc. That's the one you'd have to weigh out probably a little bit there. We'll be right back. 2024, Green Bay took Jordan Morgan at pick 25. You might have guessed Cooper DeJean would have been the consensus draft board pick there. Nobody's ever said they wanted Cooper DeJean in Green Bay. I've never heard that. Cooper DeJean would have been the pick there. But Edgerrin Cooper was the pick at pick 45. The consensus pick had Adonai Mitchell. That's interesting. That would have been a pretty big downgrade for Green Bay. Nice pickup at wide receiver, but he hasn't done a ton and just hasn't been consistent at all. Javon Bullard at pick 58, Kingsley Suamataea, who's started some games for Kansas City, mostly at guard. Marshawn Lloyd at pick 88, Troy Franklin, the wide receiver from Denver. That would have been a good pick there. Certainly would have outpicked Marshawn Lloyd so far with Lloyd having all the injuries. Tyron Hopper at pick 91 for Green Bay. Consensus board would have been Peyton Wilson. Had a pretty darn good rookie year. Didn't really follow it up in his sophomore campaign, but Peyton Wilson's a fun linebacker. A lot of injury concerns, which is why he fell. But I would give Green Bay him here in the consensus board. 111 was Evan Williams, though. The consensus board had TJ Tampa, who I and a lot of other people really liked as a corner at that point in time. But man, Evan Williams has been phenomenal and a huge pick for Goody there. Green Bay took Jacob Monk at pick 163. The Lions, Christian Mahogany would have been the consensus board. Mahogany started a huge chunk of this year for Detroit. Probably would rather have Mahogany there. Packers picked Etan Oladapo, Travis Glover, Michael Pratt, and Kalen King. The four remaining for the consensus board would have been Brendan Rice, Leonard Taylor, Michael Pratt, and Gabe Murphy. Nothing really for either side, although I do think Green Bay does like Travis Glover and Ketan Oladapo has been on the roster these last couple of years. 2025, Green Bay, of course, took Matthew Golden in the first round. Consensus draft board, Shedeur Sanders, your Pro Bowl quarterback, Shedeur Sanders. Would Green Bay have been in the market for a quarterback? Even if they were, I can't see them ever really taking Shedeur. So we're going to pass on Shedeur here. The next one is Mike Green, who had off-field issues that forced him to fall to the second round. I don't think Green Bay ever would have taken Mike Green in the first round either. So we get to Matthew Golden. If you want to put Shedeur or Mike Green in there, you can. Shedeur would have been the one that's technically on the top there, but I think they probably would have taken Matthew Golden, kind of knowing how they operate, right? Anthony Belton was their second round pick. Trey Amos, the corner, who had a really nice start to the year. If I remember correctly, I think he had a little bit of an injury issue later, but he looked good and probably would have been the better pick there for Green Bay. He would have been the pick in the consensus board. Savion Williams at pick 87. Consensus board has Jalen Milroe, the quarterback that the Seahawks took and is now their number three quarterback. Pick 124 was Baron Sorrell. The pick would have been Marcus Imbau, who is a offensive lineman. I think he was out of Minnesota, but I might be mistaken on that. But either way, he's for the New York Giants. Colin Oliver was the pick at 159. Cameron Williams, an offensive tackle for the Eagles, would have been the consensus board pick. Warren Brinson at pick 198. Damian Martinez, the running back that Green Bay had on their practice squad and now is on their roster, would have been the pick on the consensus board at pick 198. Michael Robinson at pick 237, now a Tennessee Titan. Jared Ivey, defensive end out of Ole Miss, was an undrafted free agent. And then John Williams at pick 250. The consensus board would have said Isaiah Bond. Isaiah Bond didn't get drafted because he had a major off-field issue that everyone stayed away for on draft day. So it was Xavier Restrepo, who went to the Titans as an undrafted free agent, would have been the selection there. So at the end of the day, who did better? Was it Goody or was it the consensus draft board? Here are the key picks for Brian Gutekunst. Jaire Alexander, Rashawn Gary, Elgton Jenkins, Jordan Love, Devontae Wyatt, Christian Watson, Romeo Doubs, Zach Tom, Jaden Reed, Tucker Kraft, Edgerrin Cooper, Javon Bullard, Evan Williams, and Matthew Golden. There's some other ones there. Rashid Walker, I don't think I put on there. It's another really good pick in the seventh round. But those are your main picks. The key picks for the consensus draft board: Kelvin Ridley, Juwan Taylor, Montez Sweat, DK Metcalf, CJ Gardner-Johnson, Zach Bond, Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, George Karlaftis, Christian Gonzalez, Brian Branch, Antonio Johnson, Cooper DeJean, Matthew Golden, and Trey Amos. What I can tell you is, assuming that assuming these players all ended up in the same situation, right? And assuming that you still traded for, you know, Micah Parsons. And again, there's a butterfly effect. None of this stuff is always going to happen, right? But, you know, the defense looks a lot better in the consensus draft board world. Getting Montez Sweat, CJ Gardner-Johnson, Zach Bond, JOK, George Karlaftis, Christian Gonzalez, Brian Branch, Antonio Johnson, Cooper DeJean, Trey Amos on defense. That's a pretty big haul of defensive players. You add Micah to that, you're probably in a pretty darn good spot. Now you lose Wyatt, you lose Quay, you lose Edgerrin Cooper, you lose Bullard, you lose Evan Williams. You know, so you lose some players too, LVN, but I think you're probably better on defense. Offensively, though, you lose Christian Watson, you lose Jaden Reed, you lose Tucker Kraft, You lose Dontayvion Wicks. You lose Jordan Morgan. You lose Travis Glover. On offense, you're kind of picking up, what, Kelvin Ridley, Juwan Taylor, and Matthew Golden, who is there anyway. That's kind of it. You didn't, oh, DK Metcalf. You do have DK Metcalf. So Metcalf and Ridley is a pretty awesome wide receiver core. You don't have the tight ends. Offensive line, you get Juwan Taylor, but you have no Zach Tom. It's probably worse offensive line, worse tight ends. Really no major change at running back. But the big thing, the big major change is you have no Jordan Love at quarterback, and you probably have Malik Willis and Jalen Milroe instead. And you, there's a group of people that are, well, we love Malik Willis. Like, he'd be great still as a starter. Okay, but we don't know, again, what Malik Willis we would get if it would be the rookie version that didn't work out, and Green Bay is the one that's trading him away because he doesn't work out and you have to try something different, or if maybe it just would have worked right away. We just don't know the answer to that. Either way, Jordan Love is the best answer there, which is why I would technically put Goody's picks ahead, is primarily due to Jordan Love. And I just think it's maybe a little bit more well-rounded. But the truth is, I didn't like set it up this way. They, when I put like their main picks for both, they both had 14. They both had 14 good picks. And man, guys like Christian Gonzalez, Brian Branch, Cooper DeJean, DK Metcalf, Montez Sweat, Kelvin Ridley, those have been players that really would have helped Green Bay. But guess what? So are Jordan Love, Christian Watson, Zach Tom, Tucker Kraft, Edrian Cooper, Evan Williams. Those are some players that are really helping Green Bay right now too. I think it's pretty close. And you might say, well, that's damn it. I just think that's probably mostly how the NFL draft goes. You hit some, you miss some. There's some scientific to it, but it's a lot of guesswork too. And it's a really difficult process to vet out. The big thing is that Goody got his QB. It's definitely, I don't know if I want to call it a saving grace, but it's definitely the feather in his cap that has kept this team where it needs to be, still competing at a high level, even if they haven't reached the level that we wanted to reach as of yet. That's what to me would give the edge to Goody here, but consensus draft board would have had some pretty impressive picks as well. And again, I think it's also worth noting, they still wouldn't have had Creed Humphrey in this scenario. They would have had Cooper DeJean though. They wouldn't have had Jackson Smith and Jigba, but they would have had Christian Gonzalez. I don't know, weigh it out. It's an interesting look. I just thought it'd be fun. I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as I did, just taking a look at it and seeing how it would have gone if Green Bay just went with the consensus picks. I think overall, Goody's done a good job. Not great, but I think he's done pretty darn well. I think the consensus draft board here would have done pretty darn well. Not great, but pretty well. But you maybe don't have a starting caliber quarterback, depending on what would have happened with Malik Willis and maybe eventually Jalen Milroe. That's going to do it for me today. Thank you so much for joining. I appreciate you guys a ton. I will see you guys tomorrow. Also, members Q&A. On Monday as well, 3 p.m. Central Time over on YouTube for any Pack-A-Day Podcast YouTube members. Shout out to our All-Pro and Hall of Fame members, PJ Wynn, John Wild, Brandon Paletta, Boom Handle, Donna Lee, Lori Lord, Baby QB, David McCluskey, Alex Wong, Peter Rataka, Jay Zimmerman, B. Brown, Puerto Rican Packer, Dan Gasford, Chris Reger, Izzy Roberts, Ian Ewing, Willie Winkle-Sinkle, The Gable Storm, Pack Attack Cast, Chris Weiss, Craig, John D. Metropolis, Hayden Radomski, Devin Lane, Alexander Newell, Bill Reinhart, Richard Morales, Les Nino, Beast Bumblebee, Benjamin Sargent, Christian Bradley, Steve Bates, John Mark Lydell, Nemo, Donald Decker, Damon Hartley, and Zilch Zilertson. I'll see you guys soon, but until next time, and as always, go Pack Go.